producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Dutch Steffens, good day. The whole gang is here, except for Dudley himself, because he is out getting his annual once-a-year checkover with Dr. Ken.
Bend over and cough.
Yeah.
Poor Dr. Ken.
Well,
I mean, it's a tough job.
Dr. Ken doesn't do that. Dr. Ken is smart. He's got the computer that looks all, I mean, takes your heart, turns it upside down, looks all through.
You've been with him. Yeah, you've been there.
I've gone down there and done it. So he doesn't have to do the bend over and, you know, all that stuff.
And cough.
He just says, lay here in this tube and I'll tell you what you do in about an hour.
Thank God, because who wants to touch all those
things? I know. And people are dirty. I don't want to do that. So speaking of dirty people, there's going to be a lot of dirty people on the roads today. It's right now, probably when everybody's loading up the car, getting in, cranking it up and getting ready to hit the roads, because gas prices are so low that everybody is saying, forget it, I'm just driving. Roberta's going to be driving, 8 or 10 hours tomorrow from Florida to New Orleans?
So actually, I'm leaving tonight, and we're going from the west coast of Florida. We're going to probably overnight in Tallahassee. Just driving about 6 hours.
Nothing more fun than driving through Tallahassee.
Oh, yeah. And then driving another 6 hours from Tallahassee to New Orleans tomorrow on Christmas Eve.
That's fun. All right, so here it is.
With my daughter and my mother-in-law.
You will be one of three U.S. residents who are forecast to be traveling starting Wednesday.
Not one of three. They're
by car. By car.
One in every three.
One in every three. I thought you said
traveling.
There's going to be one of three.
Only three of us are traveling. That's right. Yeah, yes, I'm just right. One of three people in the entire United States.
So that'll
100
top.
Million Americans, right? I mean, it says 100.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. But that includes air travel, right, train, car,
air, road,
by foot,
5.8
you know, donkey, elephant.
91 mm-hmm. million people on the roads.
Horse.
Couple of travel tips, by the way. There's a
alpaca.
List out of alpaca. That there's a couple of things that they're saying you can do to help ease your holiday travel, especially if you're going to try to fly. I know Roberta's going to give us a check of the weather with for those of you that are driving. But one of these tips here, and this is according to CBS News, so it has to be true, is don't wait to check in at the airport. If you are flying, avoid the long lines at the ticket counters. Check in online. That seems like a gimme, but every major airline now has its own smartphone app, or you can go on the computer and you
absolutely.
Can to get it taken care of before you go to the airport.
Print out your boarding pass, right? Before,
yeah, and
ahead
if you
of time.
Haven't, if you haven't reserved a seat yet, you know, some airlines don't let you do it till 24 hours before. Make sure you check in as close to that window as possible to get the best available seat. There's some smartphone apps that you should know about. Gate Guru and MyTSA provide estimated wait times at security checkpoints based on your departure time, so that's pretty cool if you want to try to guess what time you should arrive at the airport. You want to give yourself a little extra time, of course, because people are, you know, nuts.
So yeah, because you got families. Have families that maybe only travel once or twice a year. So yeah. You got all these kids and the mother and the father and sometimes the in-laws and the strollers and first-timers and what do I have to take off and what do I keep on? And so TSA is going to be a mess.
Get TSA pre. That's one of the best things you'll do.
Now, one of the things that is a really good tip, and I wasn't aware of this, is if you are traveling and you're bringing gifts with you, don't bother wrapping them. Because if you put your wrapped gifts in check-in luggage, or even if you put it in your checked bags, the TSA is going to open them. If they can't see, if their x-ray machines can't see past your wrapping paper, they have the right to go in and unwrap all your gifts. So save yourself the time. Carry your gifts unwrapped. Wrap them when you get there. And make sure you leave extra space in your bag so when you come back, you have room to put in all the loot that you get, which is pretty cool. You also don't want to travel with a hoverboard. Hoverboards very, I guess, popular this year as a gift. And they're being banned on certain flights and by certain airlines because of the batteries. So they're catching fire. You can't take them on the plane. You guys don't seem impressed. Well, you're like, I don't have what are you doing, checking your email?
We hear this every year, though. Some fools, and they're seeing a lot of it this year already, taking guns and knives in their checked baggage.
Oh, my goodness.
Not realizing. They're like, oh, wait a minute. When I went to the fire range last week, I forgot to unpack and put all my Christmas gifts in there for the kids, and now I'm going to go to the airport. You know, stupid. Hey, go through your checked bag. Make sure you don't have any guns
exactly.
and knives.
Exactly.
And
knives.
Hold the rest of us up.
And don't forget,
and even in the baggage that you're going to bring on board, just check it before you go onto the plane. I've done it too. How many times, like, oh, there's that bottle of water. I totally forgot that I had that.
Right.
Or even like if you have like, yeah, it holds people up and everybody gets mad at you.
Now, if you are looking to fly, by the way, it's best to fly in the morning because the longer you wait this time of year, the more the chance of flight delays. So that's a good one. And if you're looking for the cheapest days to fly, you want to depart Christmas Day. And maybe it's a little too late now.
Yeah, that's
for next year, depart Christmas Day and return on the 29th. Those seem to be the time when you can get the
right
deal.
And by the way, tip there. We had our travel guru, Pauline Ferber, on the other day. And we used to hear that Tuesdays was the day that the airlines released their airfares.
Right,
that was the best day to buy the cheapest fares. Now she says it's Sunday. So if you were trying to book for next year, I would still check Tuesdays, but I'm going to start checking the airfares on Sunday mornings now again.
You can sign up for watches, by the way. If you give yourself like a week or so out, sign up for a fare watch, and then that way it'll notify you within that week which is the best time to fly, and then you can buy your tickets.
Right.
That's pretty smart.
So, Roberta, what's going on with the weather for the travelers around the country?
Oh, the weather is a big mess. I know everybody's talking about, you know, the severe weather in the Northeast, lots of rain.
It's warm,
going to be
though.
Happening.
It's great.
It's very warm. It's going to be like almost 70 degrees on Christmas in New York City. But the biggest threat right now goes from the Ohio Valley all the way down to the south. Severe thunderstorm warnings, and for today, a lot of tornado warnings. Believe it or not, some of the tornado warnings from Texas into Louisiana, parts of the Gulf Coast, right where we're going to be driving through it all. And they're expected to increase the tornado warnings as the day goes on. So widespread, strong to severe thunderstorms from eastern Texas to Louisiana, parts of Arkansas, eastern Missouri into Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, western to middle Tennessee, much of Mississippi into parts of Alabama and the Florida Panhandle, and all the way up to Ohio as well. So that's really, really bad weather. So even if you don't get the tornadoes, you're going to get very heavy rain, in excess of 4 inches of rain in some areas just today. And some of that weather is going to continue into Christmas Eve as well. So if you're driving, you know, just be aware, be alert, keep the radio on, keep the weather forecast on, and know what you're driving into, because you just may want to stop and go to the movies, which is what I do sometimes if traffic is really bad or weather's really bad. I just find a theater and, you know, go see Star Wars or something. But, no, don't try driving through this stuff because it's really going to be bad today and into tomorrow.
All right. So if you're traveling, Godspeed. Hope you guys get there nice and safe. Have a great holiday. Roberta has the Queen of Cheap coming up next on Good Day at 15 past the hour.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top-quality floors, including 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak for $199 and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals and pay no interest until 2018. End of year clearance sales going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. That's for by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
If you're one of those people who wait to the very last minute to shop for the holidays, you are not alone. Here's Tom McGee, president of the International Council of Shopping Centers.
Consumers have nearly half of their holiday shopping left to do, and 92% of them will be headed out to the stores in force.
Even if you're browsing online, chances are you're going to be doing most of your shopping in an actual store. Why?
Malls and shopping centers are thriving because they're really the hub of the community. And they're more convenient because of services like restaurants, movies, kid-friendly entertainment, healthcare, and so much more.
McGee says shopping centers are critical to the U.S. economy.
One out of every 11 jobs in America is directly related to shopping centers. Our industry is responsible for $141 billion of sales tax revenue, which funds critical municipal services. So when you're shopping at a mall or your local shopping center, you're supporting your friends, families, and neighbors.
More information, go to icsc.org.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
AC Fessinelli, the Good Days Program, and our queen of cheap. And let me tell you something. We don't take this lightly. When we say she is the queen of cheap,
I am the queen of cheap. I am so cheap.
She will go into dumpsters.
Absolutely.
She will through your trash can.
I have done that. I have done that.
She will absolutely figure out how to get the biggest bargain there is. So when she speaks, you listen.
Listen, come on.
So she's got some holiday deals for us here.
Yes, some holiday. If you haven't done anything yet for the holidays, you haven't done your shopping yet, men, if you haven't done your shopping yet, most men like wait till the last minute. Here's a great deal from Google Play. Get 50% off any Google Play album, and that goes through January 4th, and we'll have all the info for you at the Better Living section at Queen of Cheap, or just like put 50% off Google Play in your search engine, and it'll come up, it'll tell you how to do it. You can figure that out right away. Also, Taco Bell, you get a free Taco Bell freeze when you download their app, and that'll be something if you're doing some Christmas shopping and just want a little refreshment along the way. And this is the time, people, this is the time. Time to do your holiday shopping for
next year,
for your next year decorations. I went to a thrift store here on Sanibel Island, Florida, and I got the most amazing, amazing Christmas decorations for the tree, you know, the ornaments, and they were 25 cents each, and they had a 50% off sale, so they were 12 and a half cents each, and then they were doing a twofer, buy one, get one, so I got two ornaments that each cost 6.25 cents each, and they are the kinds of ornaments that you'll go into a store and pay $6 or $7 or $8 a piece for. They were gorgeous. So root around your thrift stores for all sorts of Christmas decoration deals. And you can even go into your local CVS or Rite Aid or Walgreens. All the stuff right now for Christmas is marked down about 50%. And if you wait till Christmas Day or the day after Christmas, the stuff goes down to 75%. And if you can hold out till New Year's, the stuff goes down to 90%. So this is the time to pick up those pesky string lights that you use 1 year and then you put them away and you take them out the next year and then you can't light them and then one lights out and then you step on one and it breaks and, you know, you just wind up throwing the whole thing out and going out and spending $8 or $10 for a new set of lights. Well, buy that new set of lights now. And also check out your Home Depots and Lowe's. They're having all sorts of sales on Christmas items too. And if you're really desperate for a last minute gift, check out gift cards. You can download them immediately, print out a piece of paper, and then you can either have them mailed or you just give the person the piece of paper. And you can make it nice. Take the piece of paper, fold it into like little tiny pieces, put it in an envelope, put the envelope in a box, put the box in another box, put the box in another box.
Give them a thing of scotch tape and say, here, tape it back together.
Scotch tape, right, and tape it back together again. So some last minute ideas. Buy decorations now.
It's 21 past the hour. Good day. And the Queen of Cheap at gooddaystephan.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are in the Christmas mood here. Now, Dougie is out. He's visiting with our buddy, Dr. Ken. But Ken Kessler is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Rich McFadden. I'm Jennifer Horn. And it's our favorite time of the day. Christmas Artist of the Day. You're listening right now to Maurice Spencer from the Yule Log. Pretty cool, huh, Ken?
Folks.
Hey, Maurice. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, to you too. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Now, what is it? How do you get the ideas for these songs? Because you have a unique spin on some of the traditional hits. And how did you find your mark? How did you get inspired to create the kind of cool sound that you found?
Well, you know, what we like to think of it as gently vandalizing the classics.
I love it. Vandalizing
the classics. A little bit of a different approach to traditional classic Christmas songs. And we like to take a page from British bands from the 1960s, a lot of harmonies and 12-string guitars, and just kind of do it our own way in a very Chico California style.
I love that. Now, let's go through, Ken. I know we're going to play some of Maurice's music here, so I'm going to let you go through some of these because that's what we're here for. And, Maurice, how many Christmas albums do you have? How many Christmas albums does the Yule Logs have?
Yule Logs just released our 5th album, Up All Night. And so that's 4 studio albums and 1 album called Double Live.
Wow. All right, Ken, take us through them. Here we go.
And it's all Christmas music. The song that we heard at the beginning was North Pole 45789, which is from their second one. Yeah, that's the song right there. From their second album called Walk with a Reindeer. And that's all the Yule Logs do, by the way. It's all holiday music. It's Christmas music and it's Hanukkah music. The new one is Up All Night.
Christmas time keeps me up all night.
Here's the title track.
Keeps me up all night. Keeps me up all night. Can't keep quiet, too excited. Up all night. Keeps me up all night. Keeps me up all night. Thinking of presents to unwrap. Keeps me up all night. Keeps me up all night.
I love this. This is your brand new album. up all night, Maurice. Are you like in Christmas mode all year round? Because you have to start coming up with ideas for these albums, gosh, probably in spring so you can record them in summer, right?
That's absolutely true. You know, three of the band members are songwriters, and as much as we like to find Christmas classics and Hanukkah classics and redo them in the Yule Logs fashion, the real true lifeblood of the band is creating new material. So, yeah, we're always trying to think of, you know, a new approach to an old idea or just something entirely different. Up All Night, for instance, I wanted to take a look at that pre-Christmas Eve tension, you know. Who's up all night?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No idea? Well, you know what? We like to rile up the kids and keep them up until far too late Christmas Eve. And then, of course, the adults are at, you know, all the Christmas parties up tonight. And who else is up all night? Santa Claus himself.
Now, what people don't realize, Maurice, is that you're actually Jewish, but you still celebrate Christmas at your house.
Well, my fiance's family celebrates Christmas, and I just think of it as being from a long traditional line of Jewish people writing Christmas music to the masses.
Hey, you know what? Without the Jewish people, there would be no Christmas, so we have to give you credit for that one. You can check it out. The Yule Logs are the hardest working band in snow business. I love that line. 5 albums out. Where can we keep in touch with you, Maurice?
You can find us on our website, yulelogsmusic.com, and our music is available to stream on Spotify and on various online retailers like iTunes.
All right, we'll check you out. We have all the connections up at our website, dougsteppen.com. Check it out. Maurice Spencer from the Yule Logs. Merry Christmas.
Jane Lynch and Matthew Morrison have teamed up with Febreze to star in a new video, The 12 Stinks of Christmas.
It's the 12 Stinks of Christmas, my true love sent to me. 12 teams of gaming, 11 guests, 1 bathrobe.
We isolated 12 of the most common stinks at Christmas time. And some of them would be like garbage left, you know, sitting for too long. Too many people in your house using 1 bathroom. And we put them into the 12 days of Christmas.
Stinking green musty stockings, 2 smelly cats,
and an ugly sweater from 1993.
Eliminate the 12 stinks with Febreze.
Febreze promises to help you stay guest ready with limited edition Jolly Pine and Cranberry Cheer scented air effects, car vent clip, and fabric refresher. View the soon to be holiday classic, The 12 Stinks of Christmas, all season long on Febreze's YouTube channel.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you out shopping? I got people walking around the office early here today because they got so much stuff to do because they're getting ready to get out of town. They got shopping to do, all this kind of stuff. So everybody's running around busy. And if you are getting out and getting busy and you're going to go to the post office, you better do it quickly, Roberta, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. This is the last day to mail something and have it there by Christmas. And the post office will deliver on Christmas, providing that you mail
really?
It Priority Mail Express. Yes. Priority Mail Express is the most expensive service the post office has. However, if it must be there, it might cost you $20 or $30 to send it. But if you got to get it there by Christmas Day,
you know
this is today's the day to do it. Otherwise, forget it. It ain't going
to
get there.
We don't get to say this much, but props to the post office for doing what it takes to be competitive and do business.
For Priority Mail Express, yes, they will deliver. They will deliver Christmas Day.
So good for them.
You know, I don't know. It makes me crazy. It's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm being self-centered because I know not everybody celebrates Christmas, but it's like the one day a year when people want to be with their families. Let them not have to walk the...
services have to continue. You know, you don't want the lights to go out. You don't want the water to stop. You don't want the police not to be there, you know.
Here's the beauty of
everybody
the post office.
Everybody take a day off.
The post office has a wide variety of ethnicities working in them. As Doug will tell you when he goes into any post office, I can't get anybody to speak English. Whatever.
Oh, boy.
You know, in radio here, we have a lot of people. You know, we have Jewish producers who are like, yeah, I don't care. I'll wear Christmas. No big deal. You know, and we have Michael Forty who is agnostic. You know, so they don't care. Yeah, the same thing in the post office. People are just like, hey, can I get time and a half? Yes, I'll take this.
Yeah,
trip.
Exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No problem.
I'll take
it. Yep.
So.
I think I worked 20 Christmases before I had one off. I remember working every Christmas day.
Yeah.
Being in radio.
Yeah.
You just do it.
All right, so...
And you still do with Doug Steffen.
And we still do it. He's a slave driver, Doug. He makes us do things.
You would think that with the holidays here upon us that some of the political chat would fall down, the chatter and the clatter would fall down and just kind of go away for a couple of days, but not so much. Got some big news going on with the debates.
Yeah, and I'm surprised it did break this week. Now, we've been kind of talking, I mean, gosh, you can't avoid the fact that people are noticing there are just a lot of candidates on the debate stage on the GOP side, and so much that they've divided into that pre-debate, the pre-game show, the kiddie table debate, whatever people are calling it. Well, there has been a 17-person field for a long time. Now, people are starting to slowly drop out. Lindsey Graham dropped out this week. Mm-hmm. Fox Business Network has said, look, since these guys aren't getting out, we're going to do a little cutting of our own. They're doing the next debate on January 14th. It'll be in Charleston, South Carolina. And they've put in a new criteria that looks like it's going to limit the number of candidates on the stage to as few as six. So this is, you know, kind of a big deal because you still have a field of like 13 people left. They're going to cut it in half. I think it's kind of cool because you're going to actually get to spend more time with the candidates that are pretty meaningful right now. It looks like you'll get Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Ben Carson, Marco Rubio, and Chris Christie, and maybe, just maybe, Jeb Bush, if he can eke in there. But it looks like this is probably the end for Carly Fiorina, John Kasich, and Rand Paul, and of course, the rest, like Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum, Governor Pataki, Jim Gilmore, who are still involved but won't be involved. It's going to... don't be involved in the debate. They're going to have a national primary poll average of, I think, over 3%. So that'll eliminate many people. John Kasich is doing okay in New Hampshire, but nationally, if he'd have to really pick it up to even make it. Carly looks like she won't be able to do it. So it'll be a whole new spin to the debate. I don't think this is a bad thing. It kind of forces the people like the Patakis and the Santorums to say, okay, look, maybe this is the end of the road for me, and maybe we'll kind of force them out so that you can really start paying attention to the ones that are going to have the best chance of winning.
Isn't that be something that Jeb Bush doesn't make it?
It's
time to start weeding down. We need to do this.
You have to.
It's like a circus still. I mean,
Jeb's got a lot of money in his campaign still, and he has some infrastructure, but I don't know that he really planned for the ground game that you need now to win an election. Mm-hmm. One of the most interesting things about...
Why wouldn't he have?
I don't know. But one of the most interesting things about Ted Cruz and the reason that no one should underestimate him, and now they're not because he's turning into being one of the front runners,
yeah,
is that he completely models his campaign after President Obama's 2008 campaign. He's involved social media,
really?
And he has an incredible ground campaign,
yeah,
and he has fundraised his little bum off because he has got a lot of money. He's out fundraised almost all the other candidates, I think. And so his infrastructure is so solid that even if he took a hit in the polls, he'd still have enough power to last. I mean, his ground game is just strong. His fundraising is strong. And someone like Jeb Bush, I think, who got a lot of donor money in, should have not expected that he would have been the front runner and actually taken the time to build up some walls in his campaign so that he could have maybe seen that there would have been some problems. He would have had the ability to make his campaign outlast them. And I just don't think he did that. I think he just expected he would be the front runner, and he's just not.
Absolutely, he expected to be the front runner. I'm a Bush. I'm going to be able to, you know, that my name is going to get me here, and look what it got you.
But truly, keep an eye on Ted Cruz because that campaign, super strong. Plus, he's the only candidate that hasn't hit Donald Trump. And what's really smart about this is that Donald Trump supporters are so passionate and so intense. If something happens to Donald Trump and he either loses points in the poll or he decides to drop out for some reason, the only place for Trump supporters to go is to Ted Cruz. And so he's really, yeah, I mean, you really got to watch him because he's very smart.
Do you think that there's still a chance? I mean, when Trump started out on this, everybody thought it was just for marketing, it was just for publicity, it was all a stunt, and he'll drop out at some point and say, you know, this isn't for me, I'm a billionaire, and blah, blah, blah. In the back of my mind, I still say Trump still could go, yeah, I don't want it. Here, Ted, you take it. I'm out.
No, I don't. My guess would be that he would maybe make those comments publicly. I don't think he'd ever say he doesn't want it, because I think Donald Trump now does want it. But maybe if something happens to him, if he stumbles, if he finally says the wrong thing, if it gets old with people.
He can't say the wrong thing.
No.
No matter what he says. He said the wrong thing 10 times and it doesn't matter.
People laugh when he says the wrong thing. He gets away with it.
I still
picture him in front of the General Assembly.
But think about our last presidents that people have really liked, like Reagan, Clinton. People really liked those presidents. And what was the word that was used to describe both of them? Teflon. Reagan. They called Reagan Teflon.
Yeah.
They called
Teflon.
Bill Clinton
yep.
Teflon. And what do you think about Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Teflon.
Yep.
He can say things and he can get away with them and nothing sticks.
Yeah, he can say things here and get away with them. You think you can do that on the international front?
I don't know. Putin sure likes them.
On the international front, they're not voting for him, though.
Right.
Yeah. Do you think Trump is going to pull out the birther thing with Ted Cruz?
He absolutely could. But what I think Trump has realized is that he needs to not attack Cruz, because I think it's a very real possibility that Trump will be a little frightened of Cruz. I think he's the one that frightens Trump most. And I think he will at some point say, hey, you want to run with me? You want to be my running mate? So I don't know. Or it'd be easy for him to do. Somebody should be playing that card with Ted Cruz. I'm surprised somebody hasn't. But I think you're going to see maybe Trump would consider him as a running mate.
Well, hey, the bottom line is, no matter who the next president is, they got a serious situation on their hands, and the guys who protect them 24/7. The Secret Service is a mess.
Oh, it's such a mess.
Is a stone
cold
mess.
The partying, the sleeping on duty.
Unbelievable.
You've got the hookers. You've got the people getting into the White House with
drugs.
A knife. You've got drones landing on the White House lawn every single day. And yesterday was the humdinger of them all.
Barty Fife apparently took a job with the Secret Service.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, this story, just kind of breaking, the details starting to come out. A handgun, a radio, and a badge. That's the most dangerous of them all. Stolen Monday afternoon from the private vehicle of a U.S. Secret Service agent, who, by the way, was parked just down the street from Secret Service headquarters in Washington. It happened about 4 p.m. It happened in D.C., right down the street.
He left his badge and a gun in the car?
All in a duffel bag, and they stole the duffel bag.
Seriously?
Two blocks from the Metro Center station near Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Memorial Library, a D.C. police report says that someone unzipped, whatever that means, a back window, and
it was a Jeep.
It had a soft top, right?
Yeah, it was a Jeep.
They took this duffel bag that had the Sig Sauer handgun, a department radio, handcuffs, a computer flash drive, and a badge number 1266. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine?
How ridiculous is that?
If they don't fire this dude, the whole place should be shut down, and they should bring in the TSA or the cops or the mall cops from Pentagon City Mall in there to protect the White House, because that is a joke.
I want to know where he was.
He was outside Secret Service headquarters.
Jeez. Because he was returning to his car when he noticed that he had been burglarized.
You know, and what do you do? My brother is a cop in D.C. You never, never leave your gun in your car.
I'm shocked.
My brother is required to wear his gun on his hip every minute he's in D.C., even if he's off duty.
You know what? The gun is a big deal. Don't get me wrong. Stealing a law enforcement weapon, obviously a big deal. But the fact that his badge was off, I mean, do you know what people can do with the Secret Service badge? They can flash that puppy all over the place.
Yep.
Give me
because
a
they don't need to wear a uniform, you know? You can just buy yourself a black suit, and there you go.
And let's not forget about the thumb drive that he had. It's all encrypted, but what was on that?
I just, you know, I don't understand what the vetting process is for the Secret Service.
Obviously,
I mean,
not much.
The government, you know, and this is not a political thing anymore. This is just a failure of government
management
all the way across the board. These guys can't do anything right. They just don't do it. I mean, really, everything should be sent out to the public sector or the private sector, because people just in government can't do it. You need people who do know how to run small businesses doing this kind of stuff. Rich, you would not hire someone who would leave a badge, a gun, and a radio
but
in their car. That's
the
government
sector,
department.
I don't want the private sector running the Secret Service. I'm all for the private sector running everything in government, but the Secret Service, I think you have to have that under your own control.
I mean, these guys, just last month, weren't they in trouble for soliciting a kid for sex while working at the White House, the Secret Service? I mean,
no, that one I didn't hear.
Big parties. Yeah.
So whoever the next president is, congratulations. You get that mess to deal with.
Good
Coming
luck.
Up, are
Bring
you
your own security.
Are you the most Googled person? I think Jennifer is.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? We're going to test this here. The most Googled person on this
in
show.
In Kazakhstan,
is.
That's right. Where I'm the most Googled.
So if you are
in
the most
Kazakhstan.
Googled person in the world, we'll let you know who it is coming up on a good day at 45 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff, ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Get a money card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Who doesn't love getting and giving little gifts this time of year? Parenting and lifestyle expert Raina Seitel shares her favorites.
I think books are a great stocking stuffer idea. Check out these picks from Amazon Books editorial team. They're dedicated to helping customers discover the best. And I can't wait to read this one in particular with my son. It's called What Pet Should I Get? It's a never-before-seen picture book by Dr. Seuss. So it doesn't get any better than that. And the hot new trend is coloring books for adults. Game of Thrones and Lost Ocean are both big hits.
How about a small gift that's useful instead of fun?
Hum is a great new service from Verizon. It's a device that plugs into your car. It predicts car issues, like indicating what the check engine light means. It sends maintenance reminders to prevent breakdowns. And if there's ever an emergency, a push of a button connects you to a mechanic's hotline for live assistance, including sending help. You can get Hum at all Verizon wireless stores, and it works with any provider.
Go to videopump.tv.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
You say goodbye, I say hello. Jennifer says hello. Roberta says hello.
Hello.
Everybody says hello.
Hello.
Except for Dudley, he's off with Dr. Ken right now, getting his annual checkup. Great news for Beatles fans. If you are like me and you use a streaming service to get all your music now, the Beatles are going to be available everywhere, it looks like. Ken?
Yeah, their entire catalog will be available for streaming tomorrow, Merry Christmas, on Christmas Eve. Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Tidal, Amazon Prime Music, everywhere.
This is such great news.
Wow.
It's gotten to the point where I have Apple Music and I have the family share plan, so everybody has Apple Music and we pay $15 a month and you stream and get all you want. And the Beatles not being on any of them was, it's a big deal for me. And had they gone to Spotify but not Apple Music, I might have had to make a decision, because a lot of artists are doing that nowadays, picking and choosing. So I'm glad they're going to be everywhere. It's going to be a lot of fun. Certainly, the Beatles are some of the most Googled people on the face of the planet. Jennifer, who else is the most Googled person on the
on
planet?
On the planet. Any guesses, kids?
Kardashian.
Donald Trump?
You got it, Kardashian. Rich nailed it. People are curious about Kim Kardashian. They also really like Lionel Messi. Now, we don't know him here too well in the States, but he's an Argentinian soccer player. And each of them earned the distinction of being the most searched person in 26 different countries in 2015. This is all according to Google metrics provided to Time magazine. Kardashian was the most searched person everywhere from France to New Zealand to the U.S., while Lionel Messi topped the list in Cuba, Chad, the Congo, and more. Also, another soccer star, this guy, hottie, Cristiano Ronaldo, he took the top spot in 21 countries, and then Nicki Minaj and Rihanna finished with 13 and 11 countries, respectively, which allowed them to claim the next two highest spots on the list. Kind of funny. I don't think that Nicki Minaj and Rihanna, I don't think I would have guessed that they would have been on that list of most Google people.
That is ridiculous. That, what does that say about the world? I mean, we thought it was just here.
Well, we know soccer's huge. I mean, soccer, I kind of get.
I'm talking about the Kardashians. I mean, I can see the soccer stars. That's huge. Now, by the way, we did a quick poll. We looked around.
Vladimir Putin most Googled in Ukraine, by the way.
Doug Steffen least Googled of all the people on the staff.
Oh, really? Chris Brown, number one in Botswana.
Roberta Fasanelli's huge in Nigeria. Everybody wants to feel there.
Hey, Kobe Bryant.
Send me money. Yeah.
Kobe Bryant is big in Mongolia.
51 passed on good day.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
I could feel the Christmas noose beginning to tighten. Maybe what happened next was inevitable.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified, I heard myself blurt it out.
I want an official Red Ryder carbon action 2-inch Owings ball arrow.
Ooh.
No, shoot your eye out.
Oh, no, it was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
You'll shoot your eye out. Jingle bells by Fred Waring and Pennsylvanian Ken from the movie. And, of course, everybody knows it. The BB gun's a dead giveaway. A Christmas story from...
My father wove a tapestry of obscenity that, as far as we know, is still hanging in space over Lake Michigan.
I love it. Ken, you're going to watch this. I know this season, you're going to watch it during your wrapping. I haven't seen it in a few years, but the next clip has got to be about getting the tongue on the light post, right?
No.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
That's fragile.
That's right. How could I forget that? All right, it's time for movie moments with a little holiday flair. Doug Steffen out, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli in, and of course, the man that knows everything about the movies, Chuck Curry. Merry Christmas. Are you already at the Curry household there, Chucker?
Yeah, I guess so.
But yeah,
you could see my enthusiasm. In my household, we don't do a 24-hour Christmas
Story marathon. We do a Die Hard marathon, 24 hours of Die Hard.
Nothing says Merry Christmas like watching Bruce Willis jump out of that building, right?
I agree, 100%. Thank you.
So what's going on in movie news? I know things seem to kind of get juicy this time of year because you've got a couple of big day releases, Christmas Day releases. You've got Concussion coming out with Will Smith. You've got that Will Ferrell movie. And, of course, Star Wars still just killing it at the box office.
I'll give you an example how well Star Wars The Force Awakens doing. On Monday, it did $40 million at the box office in one day. The number two movie, which was the Chipmunks movie, did $2 million. So I have to believe 90% of all people who went to the movies on Monday went to see Star Wars The Force Awakens. The other theaters were pretty much 80% empty,
so
which,
what does
is,
that
which,
mean?
Which is incredible.
What does that mean for the movie sisters? Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, it was a pretty hyped up movie. They spent a lot of money in advertising. Of course, having these two guys back together, there's a huge following of these those two actresses as a pair. And Sisters came out just right alongside Star Wars. What does this do? I mean, are they making any money at all?
It'll make money. It did like $13 million. What happens is the week between Christmas and New Year's, a lot of these films rake in a lot of coin. And some of them can do, like Sisters will probably do $40 or $50 million in that week alone and get its investment back. It'll do fine. The one movie I don't think will do well is Warner Brothers' remake of Point Break. It has no star power, opens on Christmas Day. It's already opened overseas, made like $40 million, which is pretty good, but it's tracking at like a $13, $14 million opening weekend, and I think it'll peter out after a week. As far as Concussion, I think it's an interesting film. But is anyone really surprised that if you play in the NFL for 10 years, you're going to have brain issues later on in life? I don't really get why that's...
Not a big shock. Hashtag
not
shocking.
Not a big shock to me. Some other movie news in terms of Christmas. 13 years, Jennifer, after the initial release of Bad Santa, production finally will begin on a sequel. And that movie, Bad Santa 2, starring Billy Bob Thornton, will come out next November 2016. So good news for people who like that film, which has a huge cult following. And Kurt Russell announced yesterday that he's in negotiations to play Star-Lord's father in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. He's in Hateful Eight. He was in the last Fast and the Furious franchise. Now he's going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Kurt Russell is now the king of cool. A really good actor.
He picks his projects well, too. You know, a lot of actors will just sign up for everything. Some people pick the wrong stuff. But he always gets some cool roles. And I think Guardians of the Galaxy would be huge for him. I love that movie. I'm such a fan. I'm glad they're going to turn it into a franchise. When does the next one start production? Do you know?
I think this year. And I think it comes out, maybe not. It's either coming out late 2000. I think it's coming out 2017, actually. The sequel. So sometime probably this year, and they'll work on post-production. Will be out, I think, summer 2017. But I think Kurt Russell's going through the same phase that Jeff Bridges went through about 6 or 7 years ago. He's getting all these really cool roles later in his career. But I've always been a big Kurt Russell fan. Good for him.
Well, Tucker, here in the last couple of seconds, what are you guys going to go see on Christmas Day? I know you've seen Star Wars, so what's the number two choice?
Well, tonight, me and my wife are going to go see White Christmas, which is at my local community theater and daughter. And I'll probably go see myself Spotlight with Michael Keaton for the Christmas season. Other than that, I'll probably see Concussion also, but I'm going to pass on Point Break. And I'll probably see Star Wars The Force Awakens for the third time.
All right, we're going to go with you. Merry Christmas from all of us here at the Good Day Show. Merry Christmas, Tucker. Movie moments here at 58 past the hour on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more.
1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.